Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is your host, Haru, and thanks for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. All right, today is going to be a show where y'all get to see what I do. I told y'all about my readings on the last show that I did yesterday on the revamping show, and I just wanted y'all to kind of, you know, get a glimpse into what I do live on air. So thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight. This is going to be a good show. Thank you to the participant, and thank you, Kia, for recommending her to get a reading, and I thank y'all so much. So we're going to go ahead and get started. All right, so tonight's show, again, is going to be an oracle reading. So pretty much what an oracle reading is pretty much kind of in sync with your energy space. So if you have any kind of internal blockages or anything going on within you, it's internal work, you know. So that's what this particular reading is going to be about. It's going to be about, you know, your internal work, what's going on with you, and just kind of getting down to the root of things, you know what I mean? I'm also a spiritual counselor as well, so I kind of incorporate that into the oracle reading. So, I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be good. The deck that I use is a Know Your Magic deck from one of my mentors, which is Ms. Blue. So you can check out her radio show. She also has a blog talk show called The Remix. So you can check her out, Blog Talk Radio, The Remix. You know what I'm saying? She's really, really good. I studied on her for years before I, you know, had the courage to, you know, kind of buy my own deck and do it myself. So, you know, I've been doing this for a while now. I do private sessions all the time. So if you ever want to book a private session with me, you send me an email, HaruTheOracle@gmail.com. Haru is spelled H-U-R-U, and the Oracle, T-H-E, and Oracle, just as it, you know, the correct spelling of that, @gmail.com. So do that. Everything is in the show information. So you can, if you're online listening, you can see within the show details. You can click the link within the show details. I also have a Facebook group. You can also join the Facebook group. That's Enhancing the Mel. Enhancing Awareness, Enhancing Melanated Awareness, something like that. I got so many groups. But everything is in the show link. So you get everything in the show link. And, yeah, this is going to be fun. Also, my intuitive reading business page is on Facebook, too. You can also book an appointment through there, and also my website. So, I mean, there's plenty of areas where you can book and talk to me. You know, at least give me about 48 hours to respond to emails, because I have a lot of business going on and pulled in a lot of different directions. So doing big things now. This platform is going to be great. So we are going to go ahead and get started. So my guest tonight is, her name is Nell. And I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Give me one second. Let me figure out which number she's calling from. So hope you guys had a good day today. My day was pretty great. A lot of challenges, but healthy challenges. All right, let me see. All right, Nell?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having the courage to come on tonight and get your reading. I definitely appreciate it. That says a lot that you're ready.
Definitely ready. Thank you.
You're welcome. So as I was telling you, you know, the reading is pretty much geared towards your energy. And, you know, it's pretty much going to, how strong your reading is going to be dependent upon your vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
There's a quote that I had to pull for the show. And what did I do with it? Okay, I'll just tell you that as I go, because I don't know what I did with it. But so go ahead and tell me a little bit about what brings you to, you know, be interested in getting an oracle reading today.
Well, I've always been interested in it. I just never knew anyone who had been through it, so I never had, like, that firsthand experience to kind of talk to the person about until I found
okay.
Kia. And
okay.
Being that she went through it, and she recommended it, and I really can appreciate her energy and her vibe. I can trust it. I was like, all right,
mm-hmm.
I can do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, shout out to Kia. Kia has sent a few people my way, you know, who has gotten great experiences. So thank you, Kia. Kia, she's listening now. I appreciate you. But that's great. So tell me about what's going on with you. What are you seeking clarity on in your life?
Honestly, just the journey itself. I found myself in a back and forth. I'm in a revolving door. I'll go through a situation, I'll be out of it, and I think I conquered it, but whoop-de-doo, here comes again, just a different things have changed, but it's the same premise. And I'm just really looking for that, how do I really get to that root issue? How do I quit going through the same thing over and over again?
Okay, the same things over and over again. Okay, if you don't mind telling me, like, in detail, like, what, like, can you name a situation? Well, let me ask you this. What, as of in your life right now, what is, in detail, what is, like, burning at you? What is your deepest concern about your life in this moment?
The deepest concern about my life in the moment is, honestly, is myself. It's,
okay, great.
It's me. It's how I deal with stuff. It's my lack thereof of dealing with stuff. I'm very good at pushing things off and pushing it under the rug or dealing with it on the surface level just so that it's out of my face.
Okay.
That's probably one of my biggest hurdles. That's my gripe.
Okay. Okay. So tell me about, like, your spiritual, like, your spiritual walk. You know, you told me that you were kind of, like, spiritual and religious in a sense. So kind of tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I grew up in the church. I sang, I danced, I mimed. I was good for giving a word. I could lead a Sunday service. Went to a Christian academy, lived that life. As I got older and started to kind of, as they always say, seek God for yourself. As I started to seek him for myself, I realized that what I was taught and what I was finding, they didn't line up in the exact same way. I found a lot of discrepancies. So I kind of fell back from the church and just decided to find a rhythm that I could walk to. And that's kind of where I'm at. I've gone through being I went through being a kind of a Muslim. I was engaged to a Muslim man, and I kind of picked up practice a little bit. I was a Hebrew Israelite for about 6 months, thinking I had found the truth. Yeah, I do a lot.
That's fun. Okay. So it kind of seems like that you're really just, like you said, you're really just trying to find yourself. You're just trying to find an avenue, really. You know, would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And, I mean, you know, I just want you to know that that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we first began to awaken, so they say, you know, I would say, a lot of people say awakening, but I would say coming into your light. That's how I would describe it.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're kind of, like, all over the place. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if we want to do this, you know what I mean? So know that that's normal, you know what I mean? But you will definitely, as long as you – I'll pretty pull for you, and just as you're speaking, I mean, your cards are spot on, you know what I'm saying, about what you're going through. So we'll get into that in a minute. But, you know, just know that that's normal. Just keep at it, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's good that you're kind of exploring, and then you're not saying, okay, that's not it for me. I mean, just that's normal. Just keep doing that, you know what I'm saying? And really, in all honesty, what worked for me in that aspect was not even to subscribe to any of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just kind of like, you know, I took a class in college called World Religions. And, you know, World Religions, that class pretty much, you know, you kind of pull from everything. What you do is you kind of study all religions. And you kind of study what benefits. You take away from all of that. And then you create your own. You know what I mean? Like, you're the creator.
Okay.
You create your own. So that's how that works. So, no, you know, it's like no need to fit in anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just pull from everything. You know, it's all information. It's all knowledge. Just pull from it. Soak it in, you know, and whatever resonates will resonate. And as you experience whatever doesn't resonate, you know, let it fly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, so know that it's normal. Know that this is a part of the journey. Know that there is no destination. The journey itself is the destination. All right. So I do want to let you know, too. I do want to let you guys know, too, you, Nell, and everybody else, is that what I provide for my people is I give y'all reading summaries. So not only will you get the reading, and no need to remember it, because I'm going to give you an email detailed summary with the card visuals and also all of my detailed notes between and everything. So, and I'm going to have like book recommendations, YouTube recommendations, all of that. So, no need to remember. I'm going to give you, you know, I think that's a plus because not everybody do. Matter of fact, I may be one of the only ones who do that. So, I think that's kind of an advantage, you know what I mean? So, just know that you'll get that. So, no need to remember it. All right. So the first card you pulled was the sacral chakra. Now, this card, do you know anything about the chakras at all?
I know that there are 7 of them.
Yes, there are. Well, there are more than 7, but 7 are the basic.
There's more than 7.
Well, that's spirituality 506. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? That's my personal study, too. But there are 7. So, yeah, you are correct. There are 7 chakras. The sacral chakra is the one for you now that, you know, may be a bit blocked. And it's funny because I just listened to a lecture on this just today. That's funny how synchronicity works. I was just listening to this right before our phone call. And the sacral chakra, you know, one of the teacher was saying that it's very common in the women for it to be imbalanced because of you guys. You guys are very highly intuitive, emotional. This chakra is based on emotions, feelings, relationships, expression of sexuality, sensual pleasure, feelings of outer and inner worlds. That's the clonfic you were telling me about. And creativity and fantasy. So this is, you know, about, this is everything. This is a woman all together. you know what I mean?
Yes.
So this is about creativity, it's about sexual healing, and it's about letting your emotions flow. So when you pull this card, this energy center is an indication that creativity is required at this time for you. So when it comes to emotions and feeling, like, tell me about that. Like, how are you with that?
I'm a very emotional person. I always have been very emotional, very emotionally inclined, very empathetic and sympathetic. And it's odd because lately I've actually been overly sensitive and emotional, and it's kind of been irritating to myself. Like, why are you crying? You are watching a commercial about coffee. It is folded in a cup. There's every reason why you should be crying. So
right.
I'm in tune, and sometimes I feel like I'm too in tune.
Okay. Yeah, and it gets like that, you know, kind of like the all or nothing scenario. You know, the thing with that is that we have to learn balance. You know what I mean? Because that's what this life is about. This life is about balance. You know what I'm saying? So learning balance, we have to learn, especially when it comes to our emotions. So let's just take for an example. When an emotion comes, like let's say an unwanted emotion that you may feel. When that comes, you know, a lot of times, what do we want to do? We don't want to feel it. We want to throw it back in. We want to, you know, we just don't want to feel it, and then we become numb. You know what I'm saying? So that's a sign that your chakra is in balance. You know what I'm saying? So feelings of being numb, out of touch with yourself and how you feel, you know what I mean? That's an indication that this chakra is blocked.
Okay.
So in your summary, no need to, we're going to kind of brush the surface a little bit, but just know that in your summary, I'm going to give you articles, I'm going to give you details, I'm going to give you affirmations, and I'm going to give you, like, all the homework, you know what I'm saying, that you can do in order for you to, you know, help you to unblock the chakra. I'm going to give you all the information that you need in order to get you started. But what's important is that you have to do your work.
Yes, yes. Kia definitely told me that. I have to be ready to put in some work.
You got to be ready to put it. So, like, I'm a hard teacher, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't play, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if you ain't doing your work, I ain't going to fool with you. I'm going to answer you with one-word replies. Like, I'm going to be real petty.
And I can respect, you know, that thing.
But it's just that, you know, I can't save you. Only you can save you. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm so tough sometimes, you know what I mean, even on myself, You know, only we can save each other. So that was your first card. Your first card was about getting in tune with yourself, using creativity in it. So the creativity piece would be, you know, you can just pull from every religion. You can just accept, you know, what you choose to resonate with and then let it go or keep it. You know what I mean? Just using creativity in every aspect. And another as far as using creativity when it comes to emotions is you can take that emotion and you can be like, okay, why am I feeling this way? You know, I'm going to give you some journal entries, you know what I'm saying? Why am I feeling this way? Like some questions for you. So you're going to need a journal. And then, you know, you ask yourself, what are my emotions? Like sometimes our emotions come on autopilot.
Good.
You know what I mean? They come automatically. And see, we're not aware of the program that, you know, was within our subconscious. We're not aware of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like we're like all over the fucking place. You know what I mean? So, like, a tactic that I use when a negative emotion arises, you can notice, be aware that it arises, and then you can say stop. You know what I mean? Like stop. Like literally, out loud. Think you crazy, but you say stop. Nope, I'm not worried about yesterday. Nope, stop. You know what I mean? Letting the emotion flow. Letting the emotion flow, but being aware of why you're feeling this way, and then you can use creativity and you can change that negative emotion into a positive. An example is, what is this emotion trying to teach me?
Okay.
All right, so that's just an example of that. Now, the next card you pulled is the third eye.
Sure.
Yeah, the third eye. So do you know about the third eye and what the third eye is?
In retrospect, I guess.
Okay.
Deeper understanding and seeing into the world.
It's pretty much your kind of like your all seeing eyes, they call it, but it's like your deepest intuition. You know what I mean? Like you'll start seeing the world in a whole different place. You know, it's like your spiritual eye. You know what I mean? So you're going to sharpen that, but know that once you get that chakra work under control, you're going to start moving. You're going to start to level up. You know what I mean? And leveling up, you're going to start to open your third eye. And I'm going to give you information on what the third eye is more in depth so you can kind of study it and retain it at your own pace, okay?
Okay.
So your third eye is going to start to open up. And see, this is about inner guidance. This is about light, and this is about positive consciousness. All right, so this energy center reminds you to trust your intuition. Reflect on your past, move forward with wisdom. So, I mean, do you have things like in your that you're probably still holding on to? You hadn't quite healed, let go.
Yes, I do.
So, you don't have to, you know, and that's fine, you know what I mean? But see, here's the thing, you're going to have to start getting clear about that stuff. You're going to have to start, you know, figuring out what happened, you know. So it's to reflect on your past, but not to get stuck there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, not get stuck there, learn from it. Like, again, what did it teach me? You know what I mean? Rather good or bad, you know what I mean? The bad shit teaches us most, whether we know it or not. You know what I mean? But see, we don't see that because we're looking at it as bad, you know, like the collective belief that it's bad, you know. No, it was your teacher. You know what I'm saying? So once you start to clean, Iyanla says it best, you know, not until we heal, the wounds of our past, we will bleed into our future. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So if you as a woman, I'm going to say, you know what I mean, you have to start to become aware of all of those past hurts, all of those, you know, so you're going to be picking old wounds, and that's okay. So, but it's to reflect on it, heal it, and then move forward with wisdom. That's all what this card is about. And in doing all of that, you begin to open your third eye, and you begin to, I mean, I can't even explain it to you. It's like a whole mind-blowing transformation that you'll have within yourself.
That's
so
kind of frightening but exciting.
You know what? It's going to be scary at first. It's going to be scary. It's going to be scary as hell. I'm telling you, sometimes, you know what? You might retain this information tonight, and you might just set it down, and you might not pick it back up to June. You know what I mean? But the faster that you get busy with your own work, like you told me at the top of the call, I want to work on myself. It's me. It's me. It's me. So take your time. Pace yourself. Don't overwhelm yourself. You know what I mean? Just take your time and know that, you know, we're friends now. So you'll learn a lot more on my page as well. And then you can inbox me anytime. You know, all my friends know my inbox is open all the time about anything. So we are here to help you. You know what I mean? So don't freak out and don't worry. Know that you got a spiritual family that will help you, okay? So don't worry about it.
Okay.
But your third eye, okay? So I'm going to turn you on to Ralph Smart. You know, he's like a master teacher. You're going to love Ralph, and I'm going to send you some of Ralph's third eye videos and all that stuff. So I'm going to talk to you in a few months, and you're going to be like, you know what? I get it. Oh, my God.
I can't wait for that day.
It's going to come. I probably should have told you at the top of the call, but, you know, like after this reading, your life is not going to be the same. So I hope that you was ready for real, you know what I mean, to kind of, you know, because your life's not going to be the same anymore. you know, I took the red pill, it ain't no going back.
Well,
all right.
Let's do it.
Hey, let's go. You know what? When I did your chart, you know, before when I asked for your birthday, I could have gave you a whole reading on your chart alone, because you have a great chart.
I said for real.
Yeah, you have a great chart. And, you know, remember I was telling you about being courageous. Thank you for being courageous. Your chart speaks courageous all over it. You are a courageous being. You know what I mean? You're friendly. You're loving. You love knowledge, right?
Yep.
You're a visionary?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're also a warrior.
Yes.
Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Worrying is like a rocking chair. It will not get you nowhere. So when you I'll teach you more about worrying later, but just know that, you know, there's no need to worry. Worrying is just wasted energy. You know what I mean? Because sometimes some situations we just can't do anything about.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn how to let go. And see, it's easier said than done. It's an art. This whole thing, mastering this journey, it's all an art. So mastering the art, or mastering the science, if you will.
Okay.
So the last card that you pulled was called Share a Breath. Now, I love that you pulled this card last, because this card is about divine exchange, and it's about relax, and it's about fresh thoughts. So when you pull this energy center, this card expresses the need for you to recognize the interconnection of all things on the planet. By sharing your thoughts and things, you will gain new insight. So what it means is that even though, attracting like-minded people, talking to not only Kia and myself, but getting more attracted, like joining a conscious Facebook. Now, we got to be careful with that because these coyotes groups, stay out of the Israelite group, okay? Stay out of those groups, you know, but there's a lot of groups. There's one group, you know what, I'm going to suggest a few groups to you that I know that are good. And then I'm also going to add you to my group as well. But pretty much just attracting like-minded people to your energy. You know what I'm saying? So as you start to do your work, know that these things will start to happen for you naturally.
Okay.
So, I'm going to reference a lot of books. Not a lot of books. I'm going to reference a few books for you. So a few. Do you read?
Yes.
Okay, great. So this is about, you know, just in the last card you pulled, Share a Breath, is about the divine exchange. You know, just like everything is divine. You know, everything is a divine order. And, you know, your life, like everything syncs up or adds up, if you will, to happen how it's supposed to happen. And, you know, you have to begin to understand the whole divine exchange. Understand why you dated that guy that treated you so wrong. Understand why your mama didn't treat you right or your daddy left you. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just understanding the whole divine exchange of life itself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, as you start to go on, too, you know, like when you start to retrain your subconscious mind about your thoughts, once you start to do those thoughts, the whole thought exercise, which is going to be included in your summary, I'm gonna tell you word for word how to do that. But once you start to change your thoughts, Wayne Dyer, he's a great teacher. Wayne Dyer, change your thoughts, change your life. So
change
once you start to do
change
that, mm-hmm, change your thoughts, change your life. I'm going to send you a whole lecture. I'm not going to send you the five-hour lecture, but I'll send you the 30-minute lecture because I don't want to overwhelm you. You know, look, this is physics. I'm a physics teacher. But, yeah, I'm going to send you. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I'm going to go easy on you. But I'm going to send you that lecture. It's only 30 minutes, but it's a great lecture. I'm going to take you on to a few great people, you know, kind of starting out on a, you know, on a entry level. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to be real easy on you as you go. As you start to flow, then, you know, we will definitely, you'll definitely begin to level up as you go. Make sense?
Yeah.
One most important thing, never judge yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting it, you don't understand. Don't judge yourself. I'm not going to say never judge yourself because we naturally do that, but attempt to try not to judge yourself too harsh. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Okay.
Is there anything else? We have 3 minutes. Is there anything else? Well, I mean, that concluded your reading. How did you... Did it help you?
Yes, man. And
okay.
You pulled out some emotional strings. Like, that was good. I almost cried on you.
Good, good. Well, I was going to say, in the future, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to extend my show, you know, to where I have 2 hours, you know, instead of 30 minutes.
Okay.
So as we start to build, I just started back yesterday, but thank you for coming on tonight. But as we start to build, you know, I'm going to have more of these shows and, you know, like give hour slots and everything like that. But me, you, Kia, you know, and then you're going to attract more like-minded people. So just know that, you know, you're going to get this. You got this.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you got for me now?
Just a big thank you and a big hug from me to you.
Oh, thank you. Warm hugs. Warm hugs.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, I enjoyed you so much, and thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll be in touch. I'm gonna be in touch with you because I need to get your email and everything. So I'll be in touch with you. Okay. All right. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that reading. That was one of my light readings, you know. I only pulled 3 cards for her today. But, you know, if you want a reading again, if you just tuned into the show, you know, you can email me at harutheoracle@gmail.com. Haru is spelled R-U, R-U, Lord, H-U-R-U-T-H-E, and Oracle, how it's spelled. @gmail.com. So, and if you want to email the show, you can email the show at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. Enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. If you got any kind of show suggestions, or if you would like to come on the show and speak to me and, you know, come teach or come converse with me, you know, I'm open to everything. I'm open to all of that. And the quote that I had, real quick, wanted to tell her before she hung up, and it was about vulnerability, because I want everyone to know that vulnerability is your greatest strength. So this is a Bob Marley quote: being vulnerable is the only way to allow your heart to feel true pleasure that's so real it will scare you. You know what I mean? So let that marinate. And also the quote is in the show as well. So again, thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio, and until next time.